You got this this softball game coming up. Are you going to use some of those questionable tactics again this year?
Yes. Yeah, the results already in the books. Our team won again. So don't know how we're going to do it, but I know we're going to end up with the win.
I noticed on the TV commercials you are predicting a victory.
Yes, I am. I'm guaranteeing a victory.
You've never done that in an NFL game.
You know, I had an opportunity a couple of days ago to have a draft, you know, and draft my team. So I went to my office and shut the door by myself and put my team together. So
the other team gets the rest?
Yes, yes.
The second year for that thing, is it going to be even bigger and better?
Well, we expect it to be because we've had a lot more time. Organization, I thought, did a great job, and we've had a lot more time. So we brought some new sponsors on board, and you know, the weather's going to be great. And I think having it on on Sunday or late afternoon or early evening works out just great for us.
Coach, what are you seeing out of your running back, Stacy from Vandy?
You know, he's done a good job. You know, we went down and did a private workout with Zach and really liked what we saw. And, you know, then, you know, you do the film study. And, you know, when you lead the SEC in rushing, you know, you've got some skills. And so he's done a great job picking everything up right now. He's doing well out of the backfield. And so, you know, again, you know, you got to wait till the pads go on to fairly evaluate everybody. But he's off to a good start.
Well, what about the Pete suspension? Any comment on that and how much of a setback is it?
Well, you know, I can say this. I mean, we were aware of it for quite some time. This was an incident that took place last summer. So we dealt with it at that point, knowing that the league was probably going to follow up. You know, we were disappointed in him. There's so much time between the incident and where he's at now. You know, I believe it's behind him. You know, obviously he has to suffer the consequences and miss the game. But I'm pleased with how he's bounced back and his professional approach to, you know, being a member of this team this year.
Does it complicate the sorting out process at running back?
No, it will not. No, whatsoever. I mean, there's great competition there, and he's not going to be penalized as far as reps and carries during the preseason. You know, we're getting ready for a long haul, and you know, we'll be without him for 1 week, which we understand, but it doesn't complicate things.
As far as Bradford, have you noted him, coach on the field stuff, him speaking up on the field or in meetings? And if so, is it more of is he moving into a leadership role? Or
well,
it was taken.
He's always had that ability, but it was you saw things pick up middle part of the season last year as he became more familiar with what he was doing and his teammates, and he's done a great job with that.
Is that a matter this year, just being the second year with the same offense and stuff like that?
Well, I think it's being familiar with the guys around you, looking forward to the new pieces that we brought in, and get a sense of timing with them, that being Jared and, you know, and then, you know, Tavon, Stedman, and, you know, Austin's having a great offseason, and it's a byproduct, a reflection of the time that they've put in together without the coaches. You know, Sam took it upon himself to get the guys together numerous times before we started.
Coach, why do you take a chance on a guy like Terrell Brown, and what are your thoughts on him?
Well, you know, I think I made this comment. You know, when you're on that Southwest flight and you're in the middle seat, it's the only seat that's open on the airplane, and he walks in the door. Yeah. Yeah, it's quite an experience. He's a big man, okay? You don't want him sitting next to you on the airlines. But, yeah, you know what? He didn't get a chance to play there on defense much, and when we brought him in and worked him out. We just felt like he would be better suited at the right offensive tackle position, and nobody's better than Boo to try to develop him, so we'll give him a chance.
Last year at this time, Darian wasn't here for good reasons, obviously, but how much further along is he this year, and kind of what are your expectations for him in your second year?
Well, he comes in, you know, penciled in as a starter. You know, he had a great offseason, you know, up to last week, and he's got some soft tissue issues in a calf, so we're holding him back right now. But, you know, he's got a good feel for what we're doing and, you know, making all the calls and working well with the other three safeties.
How's Ogletree look? What's your early read on what he's done so far?
He's done fine. He's not having any issues. He's picking it all up. He's got some rare skills out there, you know, from ball skills to, you know, to instincts to gap fills to, you know, covering, you know, rushing. He's off to a good start.
When you watch,
do you see a more strong side linebacker?
We're going to play left and right, you know, so he'll be on the left side and Joe Long be on the right.
So they'll have to know, I guess,
both spots, right?
When you watch rookies and the light comes on, so to speak, how satisfying is that for you as coaching team?
Well, it's satisfying, but from a rookie standpoint, the light will come on, but they'll go home for a week and it goes back off. So that's what you need to see. You need to see them, just the consistency day to day. And we're getting that out of the class for the most part.
Jeff, you've had an unusual level of success with really small school guys. For a guy like Nick Johnson, a guy like Helmick, what are the keys to making that big jump?
Well, it's just, you come in the building, you learn what we're doing, you're comfortable and you have confidence on the field. And confidence that you know you can compete, and then you have to have football instincts and be smart, you know, and that's what a lot of these guys have done.
Do you expect to have a Matt Daniels ready for training camp?
It'll be close, but you know, it's the ACL thing, and so you know, he may start off on a PUP. We'll see, but he's working good. He's right now.
What are your expectations for Rock Watkins?
Rock needs to continue to focus on his conditioning, continue to focus on his weight, and focus on his football. This will be a big challenge for him. Last year when he left, he came back, he did not meet his weight requirement when he reported to camp. This year, he needs to do that when he comes back, make sure he's
down.
He
looks like he's in pretty good shape.
He's been working very hard, yes.
But I guess your concern was maybe the 5 weeks between mid-June and the start of camp.
Yes, and that's been expressed to him.
Coach, Jared Cook said he felt underutilized in Tennessee. Do you think he's really just scratched the surface in the NFL?
Well, what we're getting from Jared out here is what we expected. You know, ball's going around, we're matching him up, we're creating mismatches, he's making plays. So whether he was or not, we feel like he can add a dimension to our offense that we don't have.
Jeff, you talked about this last year about this time, but I wanted to ask you again because I'm still getting questions. Just kind of how you handle the rookies and signing contracts. You guys seem to, you know, wait a while, whereas, you know, other teams sign these guys.
Yeah, I mean, we just feel like, you know, they'll be better suited if we can take them through, you know, step A and B, or, you know, financial planning 101 before we give them the money, you know. I mean, it's just that simple. We'll get them all signed, and we're communicating with them, and they got, you know, a roof over their head and three meals, and they're doing fine right now.
So, I mean, part of it's too, you want some time, whether it's even a few weeks, to kind of set your expectations of what you expect,
right,
on and off the field.
Right, exactly. Discuss what, you know, what, I mean, it's a life-changing event for them, and so try to better prepare them for that.